Yeah, nah, I'm gonna get those in the fucking farmer's market pretty soon.
How you been?
Good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been good. Just busy.
All that. Busy's good, though.
Yeah. For a while, it was real scattered. It was real foggy and shit. I got a handful of different ventures and shit, but it's all starting to gel together.
You into everything.
I know, man.
Pretty soon, you're gonna have your own condos.
Hey, that wouldn't be a fucking bad idea. Hey, but I fuck with the type of ladies we're, man, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
We clean enough, man. We ain't gotta go that far.
If you wanna invent one, I got the name for you.
What's that?
We'll just call it Glory Hole.
that's what the whiskey bar is gonna be called. You know that, right?
No.
Yeah, man. I'm going in on a motherfucking whiskey bar.
Uh-oh.
I mean, this is a 5-year plan, but as far as you know, building up the foundationals, you know, getting the LLC lined up, you know, in order for me to do some of my other works and then do some of the fucking enterprises and shit. In about 5 years, you know, I'll be able to have lined up with the business, the fucking funding and the knowledge, you know, just everything lined up for it. But this is purely a project out of fun and, we really gonna be innovative with the shit just because of the type of people that we bring into it. It's not like your typical cut of crowd for a whiskey bar. And, you know, the shit's going to be pretty solid, man. We sat down, had a few meetings, a couple little draw-ups. So, probably in about next year, in the next year or two, we'll be doing some traveling and writing that shit off. Goddamn, hitting up motherfucking resorts. They got different whiskey bars, or hitting up towns and stuff.
Man, why are you fucking with nothing but bunk cake, dude? You can't be eating that shit. I'm going to take that. Oh, it's empty. I'm like, damn, bro, I'm going to take that shit
for you.
That's
a real practical joke for you.
I'm like, you can't have that shit.
You ain't liking that. You picked that motherfucking box up, it was empty. You didn't even let me tell you, so that's on you.
Hey, the problem with those are is you just can't fucking stop eating that shit.
Why you think the fucking box is empty?
Yeah, because you probably got a fucking donut. You probably got a dozen Bundinis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I know exactly what it is.
Well, this is my first time having those.
Oh, dude, that's off the fucking chart.
Yeah.
Hey, if you get it.
My homegirl brought these through, man.
November and December, bro. Yeah. It's the only 2 months they make the pumpkin spice one.
Yeah.
It's off the hook.
I was surprised that the fucking red velvets was as soft as the other ones.
Yeah, I'm not a big
most of the time, guy. I'm not either. That's one of the reasons, because they don't got the consistency.
That's not in your vitamin regimen. You can't be eating that shit.
Hey, man. Shit, it happened that time. We fucking went in. I had to go in that time, that's for sure. Supposed to do when you supposed to do it.
Hey, ho.
I don't preach to nobody. You gotta realize that, man. When motherfuckers, certain things come for people for their time. Like when I felt like I needed to eat motherfucking steaks and shit, pure steaks, and I didn't feel bad about it because I felt like I needed that shit. But when I felt like I needed to detox and get proper, I was on that.
So that's like that fucking Belgian waffle I ate this morning.
Yeah, that's like this motherfucking French toast that's on its way to me tonight, this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some cooperation.
I've been eating since 8 o'clock last night. I'm fucking starving. And then I'm like, well, fuck, I don't have to be there until 10:30. I'm going to have to stop at the Waffle House.
Yeah.
Give me a nice Belgian waffle. And I'll tell you what, it was
you
funny.
You never gave me shit, you know what I'm saying? You could have had a motherfucking French toast coming, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. You didn't fucking text me.
I told you I was
going to 10:30 because you had to go to the... I got the text.
To get this motherfucking smoothie shit for you.
Hey,
And what you what
let's
you
not,
do?
Let's not
to get the smoothie shit for
listen,
you.
Listen, listen. Stop trying to dance
what the
around.
Fuck
stop trying to dance around fuck. The fucking fact that your boy got his fucking clock clean last weekend. He ain't all that you thought he was.
Ooh, what happened? What you mean?
Your boy Wilder, man, he got his clock clean, boy.
No, no, oh, we got a conversation. Hey, we got a conversation about that.
Oh no, there ain't no. Don't be trying conspiracy and shit.
No. Come here, bring your motherfucker. Bring your mother. My boy. Since you talk about my boy,
well,
bring.
You were saying
No. Bring your motherfucking ass right here. Look at this shit. First, you see this? Just don't say nothing yet. Do you, you see this, right?
I see that.
Okay. It's okay.
What are you showing me? Are you showing me the paw or are you showing me the red tape?
Do you see anything? Just show me what you see. Just show me. You see white tape, you see red, and you see green, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. You see his glove, too. That look kind of awkward, too, right? But anyway. Here's another angle of the shot. Another shot. It's just different punches, right? He's in the corner. He's telling him, "You're gonna win this fight with your left hand. You're gonna win this fight with your left hand." Look at his. Look at his. Look. Just look at his gloves, though. It's okay. I ain't pointing shit out, though. Look at his motherfucking gloves, though. Does anything look different with the colors? Just do you notice anything? Just not wrong, but just different. We talking I Spy right here.
I spy. Well, I mean, there's three different colors. There's white, red, tape.
Now,
green
with the
glove.
With the green and the red, do you notice any difference in the amount of green and red? Do you see?
You mean like how
just,
big the thumb
yeah,
is?
Yeah. No, just how much green you see. It's about the same, right? It's about the same size, right?
Right?
What about the white?
No, very minimal.
Well, from glove to glove, from left to right hand, what do you notice in difference with
the
white?
This one's wrapped up higher than that one.
Wrapped up higher, right? Okay. Now, remind you, he's saying in this corner, you're going to win this fight with your left hand, right? It's okay. Look, what the fuck did this look like? What the fuck does this look like? What the fuck does this look like?
That just looks like a funky glove to me.
A funky glove, huh? What, an old glove? A bad glove? Or a floppy glove?
Kind of a floppy glove.
A floppy glove? Have you ever seen a hand packed and wrapped in a fucking floppy glove in boxing? No.
Okay.
I'm just talking. You see the white, right?
Uh-huh.
Now look, I got boxing gloves right here.
I know. I got some in my garage too.
No. We about to talk about what we looking at.
Oh.
Now, when my hand is here and I hit you with a hook, it's a different effect than if my fist is fucking right here and I hit you with a fucking hook. For one, if I'm pawing at you, you're gonna be like, "This is awkward. It's mushing."
Yeah.
But if I fuck around, swing around, hit you with a hook, and then come back down, that hook, you getting hit with bare knuckles on these fucking hooks. And then we coming down. Now, mind you, it's not about who's a better boxer.
Uh-huh.
It's not about who can move better in the fucking ring.
Okay.
Because it's never been about that when you're talking about a motherfucker that got 40 fucking 3 knockouts in a row.
Right.
So in this fight, if you so much better... What the fuck kind of advantage do you need when you need to do that with your gloves right there? For one, that's where your fucking fist is. So when you come around with this fucking hook right here, when you come around with this fucking hook, what are you hitting with? You hitting with bare fucking knuckles.
You know, it's interesting that you point that out because when I was watching the fight on YouTube, because I didn't pay for it, but I just watched it on YouTube, I saw a lot of times where it was...
He's doing this type of weird little shit.
He had him in the corner, and instead of, you know, doing this, he's kind of pawing at him a lot. And he was pawing at him. And
no,
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing that?
This is what your boy got to do to win.
Well, it's not my boy. It's not my boy.
Well, you talk about people's
boys.
Whose boys is who?
Whoa.
Is it motherfucker that lost your boy? The motherfucker that lost wasn't your boy?
Pump your brakes.
How come you didn't say our boy?
Pump your brakes.
Because you know this motherfucker.
He's not my boy. I don't even.
How you know he's my boy?
I
never talked to you about this boxer.
Yes, you have. We talked to him last time. It was on the fucking podcast.
About Wilder?
Yeah, you said he had the fucking most vicious right hand in fucking
I didn't
boxer.
Say he was my boy, though. I didn't say he's my favorite.
Hold on.
I said this is a
Hold
fight
on.
That's coming up, and I said he is a fucking destroyer.
Watch.
And I also said that the establishment is trying to create somebody to destroy him.
Okay.
I did say that, didn't I?
I want to show you something.
You recall me saying that?
Like,
You recall me saying that, though,
I
right?
I don't recall shit.
Right.
I don't recall
How convenient.
Shit.
you bastard. No, he's not.
No, hold on, hold on. I'm not looking for that right now. I'm not looking to brag to you about something. I'm looking for the last time he was in the corner, because that's when I saw him pawn.
Right. No, it's about to come out. It's about to come out. Regardless to none, it was a cheat.
That's fucking disgusting. You fucking weird motherfucker licking another dude. See how his hand's going like this?
I know. Cause he can't throw a hard jab because it'll tell that his glove is floppy. But what he is doing is coming around for the hook. You know why? Because Wilder throws that straight. What you do over the top of that straight is the hook.
But here's the thing. I don't care either way. I only watched that fucking video last night to prep for today.
Well, you prep for some shit you weren't expecting, motherfucker.
I watched the fight, and I'm like, oh, damn.
I was not even thinking. No, that is my boy. And the reason why that's my boy, because he represents truth, justice. Yes. It ain't about black.
I know.
But motherfuckers get uncomfortable when motherfuckers. It be Mexican flags, motherfuckers on their cars, trucks. No. It be Polish. You supposed to. It's fucking boxing.
Yeah.
Now, it's always controversial when the black man represents the black man. It's okay. My thing is, if the motherfucker's so much better, why did he have to cheat? And he literally fucked. Regardless to how what happened, he bust his eardrum open. They saying he hit him behind the head. They say he tripped him one time. The other dude is a better boxer. But when you do this, this is a direct illegal advantage.
Well, and hopefully it comes out. But to your response of...
That's illegal.
Why, if you're supposed to be the better boxer, why'd you have to cheat?
Yeah.
I could say the same thing about a gazillion different things. Tom Brady's supposed to be the best quarterback of all time.
No.
But
yet, he's
fucking deflating footballs to win a football game.
No, but when we talk in boxing... You know what the fuck this is. You've been around. Yeah. No, bring your mother. No, bring your motherfucking. Fuck that.
Come on.
You fucked it up.
Fuck it. I'm tattooing myself. No. What's his name?
Listen, man.
What's your brother's name?
You know what this is.
What is your brother's name?
Hold up. No.
Hey.
No.
Hey, bro, you want to come tap me?
No. No.
Hey. You want
to
come finish?
Listen to me. This motherfucker always want to start some shit. This motherfucker. I love this motherfucker because he stepped to the fire. This motherfucker comes to the fire, but I fuck with him because the fire is truth. But you get fortified through that fucking fire.
Hey,
I bet you.
You didn't know it, but he has a white brother, and it's me.
I bet you got some fucking probably friends and relatives that would never listen to this shit.
Fuck
and
no.
They would never see this shit.
No, hell no.
Well, goddamn it. I'm sure you know of motherfucker.
No, hell no.
Bro, cut it out.
I'm not cutting it out, man.
I do, you do.
Hey, I got you. Hey, I got you right where I want you right now. I got you right where I want you right now.
You started this shit.
I suckered you in. I pulled you in. I got you.
But now you learn it.
Oh, shut the fuck up now. I'm 50 years old. My learning's done.
It's okay. You ain't know. Don't ever say that because you'll leave.
I know.
And I don't give a fuck how old I am. I'm learning, bro. You just learned.
Man.
You just learned that motherfucker cheated. Bro, I've been in a festive. I've been in a festive mode. You understand?
So,
I got fucking I got French toast coming delivered to me hot off the motherfucking griddle.
Bro, and you got fucking Girl Scout cookies, man.
I got, bro, do you see this? A bottle of goddamn Suntory.
Oh, I don't know what that is. What is
it? Man, we chilling.
What is that, whiskey?
Yeah, it was. I got, but look, though. People love me, bro. Look, this is a full box, brand new.
Shit. Hey, I bought that fucking that MSN shit.
Yeah.
I've been using it once a day.
I got when you come back, bro. I got some other shit that's about to blow your fucking mind. Speaking of sulfur, I got some shit that's about to blow your mind. When you come back after these messages on the Inkestry Shop Talk podcast.
I ain't fucking coming back.
Oh, the Inkestry Shop Talk podcast.
Hey, I ain't coming back. Hey.
No, real
Pablo's
shit,
Pablo's fucking, Pablo's Tattoo Studio right down the street. I'm gone.
Oh, get out of here. Shit, man.
I know.
I might have to change my prices now.
Jesse,
right? Jesse.
Fuck. Oh, yeah?
Man, it's too early for this shit, bro. This motherfucker, man.
Hey, man.
God, this motherfucker is just a ball of energy, bro. It's early and I gotta work. This nigga off work, fucking with me.
Look at him, huh?
And then gonna bring up, Deontay Wilder.
Hey, he's ready for the boxing.
This motherfucker cheated on Black History Month, nigga. You know I'm popping.
Hey,
huh?
Clear.
And yeah, he got beat up bad too. He got beat up bad. But the motherfucker cheated. Hey, look at the gloves, man. Look at the gloves, baby.
I love you, man.
Shall I love you back, man? Shit, you, anybody that's in a vibration of truth, we gonna win. Cause I get burned by the shit too, and it be inconvenient. But that's why I'm steel. You know what I'm talking about? I'm goddamn steel, iron.
Steel, iron, yeah,
all that shit. But yeah, that motherfucker cheated, man. And when I watched the fight, I was like, damn, he got his ass whooped. When I looked at it, he did that on both fights.
And then you went back and said, you know what?
He did that on both fights.
That shit couldn't be legit. Let me go figure out what happened. And then you start analyzing the shit, figuring out that
he
cheated.
I find out that he did that?
I don't know.
Well, let me tell you what actually. Let me talk about what actually.
Happened.
No, let me tell you what actually.
You watched the fight and you said there's no fucking way fat, sloppy white dude beat my fucking dude.
You wrong as a motherfucker.
So I'm going to go back and look and figure out what he did to win that fight.
No. Because see, the thing is, I'm not biased. And I don't have to, I don't even think in the mind state of cheating or trying to be like, I don't stick myself to one person. The reason why I like Wilder and the reason why I'm going to allow myself to be a fan of him in particular is because he represents my best interest.
Oh, man.
Just like Chavez have other people's best interest. So fuck all that. So, Chavez. But fighter to fighter, nobody can disrespect the fact that Tyson Fury is a good fighter. Now, the Tyson Fury's antics is what makes you despise him if you're a real person. Because already he's the type of person that does what he do. So when you find out that he did cheat, it's like, okay, we're not mad that he went off and did coke or crack or whatever. He also was got kicked out for illegal substances when it comes to steroids and shit.
Yeah.
Nobody's mad about that. Now, the only thing that causes an issue is the fact that, again, we know he's a better boxer when it comes to moving around the ring and doing all this shit, but you know, when I watched the fight, I was like, fuck, man, something was off. He got that ass hooked. And I was like, man, when he first took off I was like, that fucking ring walk was the best ring walk I've ever seen in my soul. When he took that fucking shit off, I was like, damn, look, that motherfucker about to pass out. Like, he was sweating and like trying to catch his shit. Now, after the fight, like when he got hit, I didn't complain. People saw he got hit in the ear, behind the ear. I didn't trip over that. I didn't trip. I was like, fuck, his eardrum busted. Come to find out it didn't, but I thought, I was like, fuck, it's done. His equilibrium off, his eardrum busted. Ain't no way he gonna even get back into the fight. They need to stop the fight. I was like, they need to stop the fight 3 rounds before they actually stop the fight. That's what I was like. I was like, man, fuck that. He getting beat up bad. I wasn't like, he could come back. I wasn't like, fuck Fury. I'm like, Fury is beating him up and about to kill him in the ring. That's what I was like. So I was like, they should stop the fight. They didn't stop the fight when I thought they should stop it. Afterwards, I was like, this is real shit. I was like, man, Fury just fucking got him. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all. And then Wilder started to say, oh, my costume was 40 pounds and I had to wear it for 15. I'm like, man, fuck all the excuses. Now I'm like, man, I do not want to hear no excuses.
Yeah, didn't you design the fucking costume?
Well, he didn't. Somebody designed it for him. And fuck the excuses. But what happened is what happened. Because there is a reason for everything. He tried it on the night before. And it was 40 fucking pounds and hot. The ring walk, I thought he was going to pass out. When I saw him take it off, I was like, fuck. Because he was literally profusely fucking sweating. But it's whatever. Like, before a fight, you got to get yourself in the best advantage of all. Nope, that's the reason why a motherfucker was willing to take his gloves and do all kind of weird shit. Now, when I found out that he did that, I'm like, man, whatever. I heard something about gloves, like he stuffed his line, whatever. But then I look, I'm like, his glove is fucking floppy. I'm like, nah, that's out. And I saw some people talking about it, and I still didn't pay no mind. And then when I heard about, like, before the fight, if you watch the fight, like when they talk about Wilder, there's like, here's his gloves freshly opened out the bag. That's the first time I've ever fucking seen that. And I was like, that's weird. I was like, is it like something going on with his other gloves? What's the glove thing? With Wilder. Now, mind you, I didn't watch the whole prep for the fight. What actually happened, what I didn't see, is when it came to Tyson Fury's, to his glove wrap, because they normally always show somebody wrapping your gloves, wrapping your hands.
Yep.
Fury cut the camera off. He was trying to cut the camera off, and they wouldn't cut the camera off. So they unplugged it. They literally unplugged the fucking camera so you couldn't see his glove wrapping ceremony. Now, to Fury's defense, somebody is always supposed to be in there to watch to make sure that, okay, your gloves are done right. You're supposed to have an
official there that signs off on it.
Now, what they do sign off is on the wraps, when the wraps are right.
Yeah, they initial
this
everything.
Is how he could have possibly cheated. After they sign off on the wraps, then you put your glove on and they just tape your hand.
Right, but that's what you roll your hand over and they're supposed to sign it there too.
Right. The glove. So what Fury probably possibly got away with was having his hand not all the way in the glove when they tied it, because they had to tie it tight so it's like there. It wasn't like
so
it
his
was
hand
slipping.
Wouldn't slide up in
it. Wasn't
the glove,
sliding.
Yeah.
His hand was firmly in that fucking
I got you.
Thing. So when I saw that, I was like, whoa. You know, again, some people was talking about he got hit behind the head. Like, I'm not even going to give Wilder those excuses. Like, even though you can give anybody else those, fuck it. I'm going to say he's so great that if he got hit behind the head, it happens in boxing. You still got to be prepared. You still should have defended yourself better. The second knockout when he fell and Fury's foot was out like this, you could say he tripped him. You could say he didn't. It was that close. Whatever the case may be, knockdown. Fury, Wilder didn't have his fucking legs. But when I look back and I see that this happened, there's no way that you can allow that. Because if anybody else would have done that, especially if it was the other way around, or if there was any slight advantage, and in the books, this is a literally illegal thing. You can't do that. In by the books, he have to return that belt.
They're going to find out. They'll do an investigation.
Two things. For all the people that were saying I love Wilder, because I never was like that. I was like, I fuck with him. But all the people said I love him, and then when he lost, just to save face in front of all the white people that said, oh, this nigga lost and all this type of shit. Those people got to stay on that side of the fence. And also, it's going to show the truth of who's just a real person. Because if somebody sees that and says any type of bullshit, like, they're literally like, you can't be a real person and say that there's any, you can't give that logic and say that that was fair or okay. You can't debate. Like, we all know in the first fight, he was a better boxer. Supposedly, he was outboxing him throughout the whole fight.
Yeah. So here's my take, just so you know. Number one, I've never called him the N-word.
No, not you.
I don't want you to lump me in with the rest of
the
people.
No, man,
I
fuck with you, bro. I can't, saying, but you know, I'm
and
just
the only reason
you,
I came in here hooting and hollering is because I knew how fast I get your blood pressure up. So
well, you did.
Yeah, baby, got it going. I just like
but that's what you like
hey,
to do.
You know, no, baby, you know what my favorite is? Fishing. I got you, man. I got you on, baby. I'm reeling you
but
in.
You need to learn.
So
you
listen.
Get to learn through this.
Listen. No, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay. A boxer. I don't care what weight class you're in. I don't care how old or how young. You've been through training camp all your life. Mm-hmm. You know what it takes to prepare for a fight. Mm-hmm. If that suit was so heavy and so fucking hot, he should have said, you know what? Fucking, I ain't wearing it. I don't give a fuck. You guys can leave that shit in here. I'm not even stepping into
that
fucking suit.
You gotta understand this. Now, if we're talking about the suit,
I'm just saying, I'm making one.
I know.
Because
he could have took it off in the middle of the walk.
Because as a boxer, you're in charge. And the way you know he's in charge.
As a leader and as a public figure and as somebody who fights for his people, he wore that suit for his people.
And that may be true.
And that means he took that loss for his people. I don't care. I like that makes me more of a fan for him. That don't make me say, oh.
Okay, that doesn't make me more of a fan.
For me, it do, because he did it. He didn't do it for you. He did it for me.
No, he didn't do it for you. Here's the thing.
He did that for me.
He didn't have.
He did that for motherfuckers like me. He didn't do it for motherfuckers like you.
That's fine. I don't care. I'm saying that you take somebody like Floyd.
Yeah.
Mayweather.
Right.
And Floyd's gonna say, this is what I'm doing. This is how I'm doing it. And if you don't like it, right. too fucking.
But this is there's differences in the reason why people look that motherfuckers like me don't fuck with Floyd outside of just him in the ring boxing.
No. Hold on.
No, can't say no.
Yes, I can. No,
but listen, bro. That's the difference from a motherfucker saying you're a great boxer, because I respect all boxers. But if you want to say I'm a fan, like, now that's different, because now we're turning it into, like, this is the people's champ. Not for all people, but he's the people's champ. He did that for Black history. He did that for oppressed people. He did that for subjugated people. That walk. So that fucking walk, he took a L no matter what. Like, he tried it on. He said he tried it on. It was kind of heavy, but he just tried it on the night before. He wasn't expecting for it to burn him out and be so heavy on his legs. That's an experiment. Oh, well, did done. He didn't give himself no excuses in the ring. That's why his legs was weak. He knew something was wrong.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Mind you, regardless though, he didn't say, oh, this motherfucker possibly cheated. He just said, yo, my legs was fucking weak. Yeah. We got to run a third fight.
All right.
But now it's coming out that this motherfucker literally fucking cheated.
Possibly, yes.
Now, there's reasons. Like, this dude,
my point to
you is, Tyson Fury came in the better boxer. Tyson Fury came in with the weight advantage. We know this. We all know that. Now, we know that the suit, when he took the suit off, he was sweating like a motherfucker. Okay. That's not Tyson Fury's fault. Oh, well.
No, you made that decision.
Oh, well.
But here's my point. This is my point. This is what I'm trying to make to you. You're telling me he wore the suit for you and his people and to do this.
He took the loss.
Okay, but what is better for his people? Wear the fucking suit or wear the fucking belt?
You know what's better? No. You know what's better?
To say, I'm still here.
Fuck that. No, fuck that. No, you know what's better?
What?
What is better is to fucking be whatever the fuck you want to be. Now, if for you, if you saying you the people's champ, to be for your people, to win, of course. Now, that's hindsight. Again, that's hindsight. We're not saying, oh, if this belt's good, if this fucking thing's gonna, he didn't do that. That's not that way in it. Again, the difference between him and Floyd. Floyd is, again, just a great boxer.
Yeah.
But Floyd's gonna be another Bill Cosby. You know why? Because Floyd is already digging his own fucking grave. Because he's trying to show face for the people who don't even give a fuck about him.
True.
Well, then he's digging his own grave. Because those are the people that say, hey, Floyd, we allow you to be this rich.
Yeah.
Wilder is saying, hey, I'm riding for my people regardless. Okay. So the thing is, if Wilder loses, we're still riding with him.
That's fine. And I get that.
So it don't matter. He's a people's champ. He's like Ricky Hatton to the motherfuckers over there.
To the white people, yeah.
Not just the white people. The people in the... See, because black and white is just a bullshit thing.
Yeah, I know.
So it's not to the white people. Yeah. So whatever country.
Right.
But the black people in America don't have no country.
I got you.
If you're going to say, who are we? We're just going to say, we the niggas. We the real motherfuckers.
And what you're saying is, regardless...
If there's somebody that's going to represent that...
Yeah.
So we took Floyd because Floyd was just, at the time, the most hated because he was black. If Floyd Mayweather was white or any shade lighter, he would have been, like they call Lomachenko, the fighter who's nowhere near as good as Floyd, but they're already saying he's better than Floyd. And Floyd ain't even been out of there.
I give shit less what color Floyd is.
I know, but boxing is that, though. Boxing is a chance to say, hey... This is your people with your country, but when it comes to white and black, the powers that be put all the lighter shades that they can in a big group. So even now the Mexicans are able to say, I'm white when it's convenient.
Yes.
But the black people, it's like, okay, now they do have countries that's like Dominican, where it's a Dominican boxer, but they say, hey, I'm going to side for the white side, even though I'm fucking black as this fucking, these trunks or whatever.
Right.
Wilder is saying, I'm riding with the black people in America. Like, yep. I'm fuck that. I'm the America's champ, but all the motherfuckers in America, all the consensus of America that can afford to go to the fights, okay, and afford to do this, say, fuck you, nigga.
So here's...
No, I'm not doing it. Hold on. Don't cut me off. They say, fuck you, nigga. So you know what? So you know what Wilder does? Wilder say, well, fuck it. I'm just going to ride for just my family and just my people. If you go to the weigh-in, all the people in there was booing. It was mostly white people. Yeah, not that many black people is campaign. Okay. They can be there to the weigh-in before the fight. But if you notice, everybody was fucking rooting for Fury. Even the motherfuckers from America.
I'm sure.
Now listen to this. After he won the fight, this motherfucker got the audacity to sing Bye Bye American Pie. If you listen to that song after a fight, that's literally disrespecting all the motherfucking Americans. Black, white, Mexican, whoever you are, American. But the motherfuckers in America are so fucking stupid that Wilder didn't say fuck all the white people, because you see him kissing and hugging white babies and everybody who fucks with him. He's a people's champ. But what is going on in the comments? What's going on in the fucking media? They fucking making him out to just be just some dumb motherfucker from Alabama. Not you, but enough motherfuckers to create a consensus to say that fuck this motherfucker. We're gonna root for this Irish or whoever the fuck this motherfucker is just because he's white. Now, this motherfucker is cheating. He's a fucking drug addict and all of this. This other dude is all about family.
Just so you know, I wasn't rooting for either one.
I know, but enough people and the powers that be, the people that control media, the people that feed the minds of the babies. So this is why I say a black person can get riled up. So if you went fishing, you pulled a fucking shark.
I did. But you're not hearing me. Listen, the man on your wall right there, that man right there. Yeah. You know why I respect that man?
Yeah.
Not because he was a great boxer. I respect him because he stood up for what he believed in, and he did what he wanted to do the way he wanted to do it. He didn't let anybody to tell him anything. And I'm telling you that
if you grew up in his time, if you don't, you love Mayweather?
What?
Do you love Mayweather?
I love his boxing skill. I love the way, I don't love him as a person.
I know. No. That's fine. Because I'm going to tell you this. The reason why I ride for Mayweather when he was at his boxing peak, because after this shit, he's doing all kind of bullshit political puppeteering. Yeah. The reason why I rode for Mayweather, not only was he just the best, you can't deny it.
This is fucked up that you're not even recording any of this shit.
You think I'm not, you bastard? I am recording this. You are on the Industry Shop Talk podcast.
This is bullshit.
No, fuck you.
Hey, Wilder, look, we can go back and forth all day long. We have all day to do this. I feel like I'm at the Democratic Convention. I don't get a word in
advance. But you're very political, though, because I'm not a Democrat.
It's not bad. It's not fucking political.
Fuck the Democrats.
Yes, fuck the Democrats.
I'm more of a Republican with the way I move.
Thank you.
And not because of Trump.
That's fine.
Serves...
Let's not go there.
Listen.
Stick to boxing.
Listen, though, because it's all the same. I'm telling you, because all the motherfuckers who ride for Trump are ride for him for the wrong reasons. And they think that Trump is serving them when really he's serving the real motherfuckers and on a low-key level.
Hey, Jeff.
And you're going to find out.
You set up down there yet?
Listen to me, bro.
Come on, man.
When Ali, if this was Ali's era, you would be very much by yourself with your complaint. And it's okay.
Cause I know.
You're good. It's always been a few. Solid.
Yeah.
I could call you white. Because when you sign a paper, you could say white.
I have consensus. To, yeah. You're right.
So I'm going to say that. You.
But here's the difference.
It don't matter, bro. I'm saying when it counts. When it counts, you can be white, and it's okay, because you better, motherfucker.
Here's...
And I'm... No. What the fuck?
Hey, do you think I respect you for the work you do?
It's all good. I know you do.
No, I don't. I respect you for the man that you are.
You gotta respect... Well, you can say...
And the person
you can say also. Because you
I appreciate your work. I appreciate your work.
You're fine.
I value your work.
Okay.
But the reason we're friends is because I respect you as a human being and as a man who makes his own decisions and goes about his own path. Wilder chose to listen to somebody else, even though he knew it was in his worst interest.
Who did he listen to?
Whoever told him to wear the suit.
No, he didn't. You know, he chose
to. He should have not worn the suit. He should have won the fight.
No, stop. Man.
He should have won the fight.
See, now you serving white when it's convenient. See, you can slide, you can surf on, you can do that. It's easy.
What are you talking about?
Bro, listen to me. That is not, there's no excuse.
Okay.
To him losing, but there's no excuse to him still retaining the belt and still being a champion after him getting beat up. He got, there's no excuse for him getting beat up.
True.
As a top, as a king, I don't give a fuck if a motherfucker cheating, I don't give a fuck if he on steroids.
Okay.
Because, and he's done that in fights with, and he wanted to challenge motherfuckers who've been on steroids and still chose to challenge them, and they didn't want to fight still. As a king that he is, there's no fucking excuses. He was even mad when they stopped the fight. He was willing to die in the fucking ring at that time.
I thought it was a premature stoppage.
I don't. I think that he should. They should have fucking stopped it sooner. I think he could have fucking died. I've seen motherfuckers die in the ring way easier and way less. Way easier and way less. No. I think they should have stopped it rounds before. Me, personally. I don't want to see nobody get beat up.
Okay.
If Fury was getting beat like that, no. It's way easier to just get knocked the fuck out than to be getting stood up, getting beat to death.
Okay.
Now, it might not have been as bad as we thought because his eardrum, in fact, was not busted. But his legs were out, and he was just rolling around the ring. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you like this. He was willing to die in the ring, but if he's saying the reason why something wasn't right, he's talking about it. The suit was a bit heavy, but you can't anticipate a ring walk and wearing it. You can't anticipate how long you're going to wear the fucking shit before you get on the fucking canvas. Uh-huh. Like, you just can't fully anticipate it, the lights and all that. You know it's going to be hot, but you just don't know how hot. He said it was heavy, but he could have been ready to pass out and all this shit. We don't know. That was his choice, regardless to none, as a king. If no matter how Fury cheated, there's no excuse for you getting beat up like that. I don't give a fuck if he took roids and hung out with fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin. You took a picture with him, so I'm thinking about a wrestler, somebody that probably took roids. You took a picture with him. I thought about it. Listen to me, you motherfucker. As a king, there's no, if I'm a fighter, motherfucker, yeah, there's no excuse to why I got beat up.
True.
Now, if you want to say the reason why I didn't feel myself, okay, I ate some stupid ass food or whatever the case, I had gas, whatever.
I don't know. Now, maybe you didn't have a good training. Regardless, camp. I don't know.
It don't matter. You got beat up. But now listen, the reason why, no matter how bad he got beat up, he deserves his belt back. This motherfucker cheated. He cheated. He cheated.
Okay, yeah.
If he didn't get caught, he didn't get caught. He's about to get caught.
Well, if he gets caught,
if he don't get caught,
that's fine.
All these motherfuckers are corrupt. The fucking,
well, come on, man. You know they already are anyway.
No, but it's known that everybody who wants to say, aha, this motherfucker lost, not you, but there's a lot of people who are.
Oh, yeah.
All the people who say, oh, Fury beat his ass.
Yeah.
Ferris, he's a better, you're not. You fucking cheated. If you're better, you don't have to fucking cheat.
I got you.
And that's the reason why, let me finish that up.
Who said was better?
The people, and here's your smoothie.
This one, mine?
Yep.
This big one?
Yes, sir. And it's the reason why they say Mayweather, like the reason why I ride with Mayweather, because Mayweather, when he fought Maidana, they didn't want to use these other gloves, these certain type of gloves.
That's good shit.
When he fought Pacquiao, Mayweather never said Pacquiao was on steroids. When Pacquiao went up fucking 5, 6, 7 weight classes and was knocking people out. Nah, it's cool right there in the cold bag for now. When Pacquiao was knocking motherfuckers out at all these weight classes for a period and then stopped at a point after Mayweather was saying, before I fight you, we have to do this clean program called VADA.
Which he didn't want to do.
Pacquiao did not want to do.
I know.
Then when Pacquiao did want to do, and then when Pacquiao, all the scrutiny came, Pacquiao deflated,
yep,
stopped doing all these knockouts, actually got knocked out.
Yep.
And Mayweather beat the shit out of him.
I agree with you 1,000%.
So, I don't 1,000%. Know, man. If a motherfucker gonna say,
look,
and then on top of that, Larry Merchant, racist ass, gonna say, is Deontay Wilder the last black hope? How could you? The whole hope thing came up because of the Rocky era,
dude.
What in the fuck? How would you say is Deontay Wilder the last black hope?
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
He said that.
Dude, you being the boxing guy that you are, how do you give 2 fucking cents? What fucking Larry Merchant has to say. That piece of shit.
Let me tell you why I don't give a fuck.
That motherfucker.
Let me tell you why I personally don't give a fuck and why I brought that up. Because there's more casual fans. There's more people who heard about boxing or heard this and think they know something than the people who got the magnifier out.
If you mean to tell me that there's a whole network of TV program that's piled up on making this image of the black man look this way and to make the image of the white man, not to say, hey, the best is the best, and we're going to just ride for the best. No, we're going to try to doctor this shit up.
Yeah.
We're going to Steven Spielberg this bitch out to create this narrative so that young people can grow up thinking that this is the Santa Claus, as opposed to saying, no, this is just a fact. No, these people say these are the facts based on what they see. No, I have to fight to just make clarity. Not to just put my two cents in, but just to be the bearer of fucking truth. Because I swear to God, if Wilder cheated, I'd be like, man, that nigga cheated. It's enough good enough black people boxing that I don't have to feel like he's a black hope. He's not. He's a heavyweight fucking champion. He's fucking black. When Klitschko was, I wasn't the fucking, Klitschko was a fucking champion for fucking 10 years.
You weren't searching for a black hope. No. You weren't searching for a black hope.
But boxing just happened to be born. Why? Yeah. Because he was so big and he just weighed on people. If he was a knockout artist like fucking Tommy Guns, everybody liked Tommy Guns. Tommy Guns fucked his own self. You feel me? Like,
but
there's no black people saying, oh, we got to get this white guy out of here.
Well, a perfect example is how many fucking white suburban people fucking started watching boxing because of Mike Tyson.
Right.
Right? All of a sudden, here comes this young black guy knocking everybody the fuck out. Now all of
but
a sudden,
also,
everybody
they
that's
also
got money
had to create an image. They also had to, and that rape shit was bullshit. Yeah, he was womanist.
It was bullshit.
Yeah, he was a misogynist.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you, swear to God, and they keep doing this with the Tiger, with all this man. I swear to God, the thing is, man, they have to do something to create this image. Like, he was the champ. We're going to let you be this great, but now we're going to do this.
And
we got to
break you down.
We got to do this.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, motherfuckers forget. Muhammad Ali did not get punched to stupid. Stop that shit. He had Parkinson's. When you have Parkinson's, nigga, was Freddie Roach punched till he was stupid or slow? No.
No.
So stop that.
Now, like, on the other hand, Tommy Hearns was.
But still, Tommy Hearns doesn't have Parkinson's.
No, he doesn't.
Michael J. Fox got Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Did Michael J. Fox get fucking punched in his fucking head?
No.
Michael J. Fox didn't get fucking punched in his fucking head.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I'm surprised.
Hey.
Oh, what's up? Hi. Good.
Hey.
Oh, money. I got you some money. Hello.
Nice. Those are all beautiful sounds.
I'll just give you some peanut butter.
All those are beautiful sounds.
I think so, yes.
Tell her, go back and tell her, say, you got me right in the middle of an argument with somebody.
All right, shit.
He got all flustered.
This guy. Fuck, man, my guy came in with a pee. I'm gonna have that. Hey, bro, you hear this motherfucker? Yeah. You hear this nigga? Hey, this is a fire. I got a lot of respect for this motherfucker, man, because a lot of motherfuckers cannot take this fire.
I have a friend just like that.
Bro, I don't got time. Bro, he brought this out of me. He gonna pay for this too, goddammit, because he did this for me, goddammit. Shit. Like I said, I got somebody bringing me some French toast, and I know she's gonna bring extra because she a sweetheart.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
Man, who is that you got coming up in here, man?
That is my friend's daughter. She lives right on the corner.
Is that your side piece, bro?
No, bro.
God damn.
Come on, you know I don't do that.
I know you don't.
Oh, yeah.
You're a very respectful guy.
That's for your smoothie.
Oh, appreciate it, bro.
I pay you
every
time.
I'm having them in this farmer's market, and this is what I'm charging for them, too, so I respect.
Well, I'm keeping your jar until I come back down, so I
figure
the least I can do is pay
you. Bro, I respect you so much, bro.
So. No, you don't. Don't lie.
The fuck? I was just telling my brother, like, how I got so much respect for you, the fact that you willing to ignite this fucking fire and have me in here talking about this shit that I don't have the energy to even post. I want to put this on social media. But motherfuckers ain't ready for this. This is the reason why I don't even touch Facebook.
I got you.
I won't even post the fact that I know most of the stuff that I know because I don't have the energy for people who not necessarily don't understand, but just people who will, no matter what, stay on their code. And you should stay on code if your code is survival. But don't be around me with the bullshit.
I'm not coming to you with
bullshit. No, not you. Not at all. But there's people who don't
bring
shit up to me.
And I just don't like. I don't like when I see athletes do things that they're either told to do or forced to do when it goes against their moral judgment.
He wasn't forced to do it, man.
So
he was compelled, but he wasn't forced. He chose. That's no different than Fury. He got he got walked out on a thing, and one of them bitches dropped. That was cool. It looked corny.
Yeah, it was corny as fuck.
But it was all right. He won the fight, but he didn't win fair.
Yeah.
He cheated.
All right, I got you.
Asterix.
All right.
But if that's no different than if he fell and went and hit his head and they had to stop, they just had to cancel the whole shit. You know, he just chose to do it, but
you know, it's funny, it was a risk. You know, it's funny, though, you didn't even need coffee this morning. Look at you.
Oh, bro, I was propelled by different powers. I was propelled by different. I've been in the vibration of some real good cooperation.
Good, so I'm glad. So
it's been a motherfucking sensation. Let me.
Good, we can get some shit done today. Yeah. Hopefully, my little sissy ass back is gonna let us do some work today.
No, we gonna rock, bro. Yeah. So, again, I got a lot of respect for you because you are willing to be, like, you willing to listen and not even listen, but like, bro, this is a very inconvenient truth. This is a reason why motherfuckers can't live with themselves. But the truth is the truth. Like, it makes everybody stronger, but at the same time, like, this ain't even convenient for me.
Why is this? So, okay, you know, me and you always have this discussion, right? Because I always get your aspect or your, from whether it be the black community or whatever, you know, and you get
like
mine from.
You running for office with this fucking thing.
No, and here's where I'm going with this. I'm trying to figure out why this is such a fucking problem.
Talk to me.
Because at the end of the day, under your skin is the same fucking person that's under my skin.
You know why it's a problem?
So
you
I don't
need to ask. You need to ask more motherfuckers that look like you. It ain't a problem for me. All I got to do is exist. It's motherfuckers that want to chop me down just for existing. I am a tree that is fucking, that is bearing fruit, that's fucking killing some motherfuckers, obviously. You don't ask motherfuckers like me. You ask motherfuckers that look like more like you. And it's not you.
I'm not going to ask everybody. I don't give a fuck.
You don't. If you ask everybody, you're going to hear motherfuckers like me say, all I'm doing is living and thriving. And you're going to hear other motherfuckers saying, these motherfuckers.
Blaming everybody else.
Or just these particular motherfuckers.
I got you.
I mean, at the end of the day, I know what it is. See, it's not about black and white. The only thing is the masses of white people and too many white people in power think that it is. So they're doing all this stuff to preserve themselves and chop all these people down. Now, let me tell you this. There is a power that be that don't give a fuck what your skin color is, and I'm in control of it all. But what I am going to do is a process of elimination. That's why when they create these motherfucking lab diseases and all this other shit, they're going to concentrate it in indigenous areas. They're going to say, hey, we're gonna concentrate Ebola and all these other diseases where the colors are. We're gonna start with the darkest, and then we'll phase out to the. They call it the undesirables. If you read this book, no, not Will. Did you read? You bought this book? You read this?
No,
book?
I didn't buy it yet. I didn't read it yet either. No. What I'm getting at is
this is the undesirable. So it's not you again.
They're trying to repeat history. The reality
it's,
of it
it's
is
it's a continuation. It's not like
it. They did it to the Native Americans. They did it to the African Americans or the black people. You know, the natives got
fucked. It's never stopped.
There was slavery. There was, and they
My
want
thing
that
is,
shit
you're,
back.
You're smart. You're a smart white person.
They want that shit back.
You're a smart white person because what you realize is the fact that at the end of the day, it's an illusion of power when you say, hey, I'm white. When it's like, for all the people that can click on the box and be white, when it's like, hey, what country are you from? What are your people? Then you say, hey, we're all a human race. When you understand it's bigger. But you have to dissect it when you look at the fact that they're concentrating a war, basically a silent war against, you know, and again, it's just an illusion because all the white people who have enough power to say, I'm not going to hire this person, get this person this loan, or I'm going to, yeah, that's that little stupid shit. Those people don't realize that when it comes to the power of control, the powers that be don't give a fuck who they give cancer to. They don't give a fuck who they charge for all of this shit. It's an illusion when it comes to color, but it's enough to say divide and conquer. And they're doing that amongst each group.
Here's the thing. If I got to go into battle, I'm fucking taking you with me over them. Because I already know the type of man you are and the type of person you are. I don't give a fuck about what color you are. If you're going to stand next to me and you're going to watch my back and I'm going to watch your back, that's who I want next to me. Not the fucking coward that's going to turn around and fucking run away from it.
Or not the motherfucker that's going to cheat with his boxing glove, even though he a better boxer. Like, I knew Deontay Wilder didn't have good feet. I knew he couldn't move around. I knew that he always got a punch.
Man, I was trying to get off of that subject.
But it's the same thing, right? It's the same thing.
Right, yeah.
It's just the fact that, okay, if you fucking cheat, then fuck you.
Yeah, you're right.
So it's like, if you try to say that these people are ignorant, these people are lazy, these people don't do this, and it's actually uneven playing fields, then it's like, well, hold up, something ain't right.
Well, the truth of the matter is that every race has its good and every race has its bad.
Right. So when it comes to media and perception building, they need to stop that lopsided shit, because we know every household is crazy as fuck. Everybody got that weird cousin and auntie, uncle. Everybody got fighting amongst themselves, is killing amongst killing on every different color. Everybody knows this except for those who watch Fox News every day. The consensus of America.
It's funny you say that. The
consensus of America, right?
I was watching this. I've been paying a little bit more attention to this shit. You're going to laugh when I tell you this. But if you watch all the news networks on a daily basis, did you know? I don't know if you do or not, but I think that there's only three out of all the news networks that have like a news slot, like Good Morning America and fucking Fox News and this and that and the other thing. I think, and I may be wrong, but I think there's only three black people. That Robin Givens chick, right? Or Robin, what is it? Whatever her name is. The Robin girl.
Mm-hmm. Givens.
Is that her name?
Hey, bro, you want a smoothie, baby, bro? I got an extra smoothie for you, man. Yes, sir.
What you mean you got an extra one? That's why I'm taking that one home. Shit, that's
you
day three.
You
want
to take a fucking smoothie home, bro?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, there's only three of them, I think. One's a weather guy, and the other one's... Oh, well, now you got... what's his name? Michael Strahan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it don't matter. I mean, it's probably just more black people don't want to sell out.
Yeah, maybe. What's with the crutch, bro? What happened?
Messed up my knee. Some breakdancing shit. Yeah. But
you got a smoothie for you, bro. This fucking smoothie is this smoothie's the shit, man.
Plus it's going to the Olympics.
God damn, this motherfucker's good.
What's going to the Olympics?
Breakdancing.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Shit, man. Really?
Nah, definitely, yeah.
Oh, fuck it, I better start practicing.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah, shit.
Huh? Hey, man, I was walking around my street with cardboard before you were born. I had a roll of cardboard, lay it out in the street. Fucking ate.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. It's always I used to be able to flare, dolphin dive, all that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Built for it.
I could still shuffle. That's about
it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, if you still got the, if you got the rhythm, you got the rhythm.
I could do a little shuffle. That's about it.
Yeah, you got the rhythm. So that's all that. Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. He's one of the, I got a few people who's like about my smoothie.
He got out of his car, dude. He was like, he went from fucking here to fucking here.
And this motherfucker.
Like 5 minutes.
And you know what? And this motherfucker still finna give me shit when I gotta go smoke a whole ass joint
before
I tattoo this motherfucker.
Oh my God, it's fucking hilarious.
And again, I appreciate it because
don't even know what the fuck
I don't
he's
have
doing.
The energy.
I don't even think he knows what he's doing yet.
I don't have the energy to post this shit. I'm not even pissed off. I'm in my bubble. I keep it pushing. I don't soapbox no more. Because it takes a lot of energy to articulate this plight. And it's not really a major plight, but it's like, you know, again, 60% of the people that I come in, 80% of the people I come in contact believe all the hype.
Sure they do, because that's what they're led to believe.
Of course. So it's
they don't look.
I would be remiss if I didn't at least clarify the nature of what's going on within my own bubble. And the fact that this is on my fucking podcast, now more people can hear this without me having to post shit and see, because so many people, oh, that's a conspiracy. You're a conspiracy theorist. Dumb fuck. What does conspiracy mean when you look at the definition? A compilation of hidden agendas. That's it. That's what conspiracy means. So I'm theorizing about it. You fucking right. But that doesn't mean that what I'm saying is a theory. I'm actually talking about an actual conspiracy. It is a conspiracy. The fact that people that this motherfucker conspired to alter his gloves to win the fight. He won the belt by conspiring to fucking win. He cheated. And everybody that doesn't know, they're conspirators. They're conspiring to play a sleight of hand to trick the eye from people to seeing what's going on. So yes, it is a conspiracy. But me pointing that out doesn't make that a theory. I didn't theorize, motherfucker. I seen that. I realized.
I don't really know if that's
what the definition is. This motherfucker. But see, baby bro know how. Baby bro don't barely. When have I turned up? Shit. This nigga don't never see me turn up, bro. But when you, this motherfucker know me as a turn up.
Like, come on,
I am a turn up, bro. How the fuck, I can't even set up my motherfucking equipment and do this shit.
I don't know, you can't
normally
do anything.
Normally I got this motherfucking shit. I'm talking about light shit, like how was the weekend, man. How's the fucking drive, the kids.
Oprah multitasks, she can't even
Who is this fucking female that came up in here?
I told That's you, her name is Brandy.
Why the fuck, I mean, what the fuck, you know what I'm talking about? She came in looking right, she had a nice remember, ass little body and shit.
Hey, whoa, remember, look, watch. Remember the two gals that came and sat right here?
That motherfucker collected money from that thing too. And y'all like, God damn.
She is one of their daughters. And that is some fucking peanut butter you guys can't buy down here. So I brought her 7 jars of fucking peanut butter. I'm not fucking bullshitting you, dog.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care what the mold was. I'm just saying she was beautiful.
Why are you trying to get off the fact? Why are you trying to get off the fucking boxing thing?
I'm saying she looked good.
Why are you trying to get off the boxing thing?
Hey, because I don't want to hear about two men punching each other. I'd rather talk about the ladies, man. I'd rather talk about some beautiful sight.
Let's talk about the fucking Girl Scout cookies you've fucking been eating.
See?
Yeah.
I'm talking about something I like to see on a Sunday
night. Stop it.
My lady hear me talk about ladies. I don't give a fuck.
Stop it.
You ain't in trouble. God damn it. Shit.
That's my friend's daughter. Come on now.
Oh, well. That's not mine.
Come
shit,
on.
Shit, motherfucker. I can talk. I'm talking. Shit. You can listen. God damn it.
Give me the fucking gun. I'm going to start myself.
Shit.
Let's see. I'm going to take it right backwards.
You saw Mike Tyson. I'm gonna don't let me do Mike Blackson on Mike Tyson.
Oh, here we go.
Talk about boxing. You gonna talk about boxing shit. You saw he put his daughter, he wanna talk about a date for his daughter. Michael Blackson hopped in the DMs, talk about, father-in-law, sir, I would take your daughter, you know, off your hands and all this shit. I'm tired of fucking with these white beaches and all this other shit. And then that motherfucker Tyson.
What
the fuck, man? Tyson went off on him. Tyson went the fuck off on
him. You seriously got your fucking face on a fucking Bic lighter now?
Yeah, man, I got lighters. I got shirts. I got shirts and shit. I got merch. Yeah, man. So you don't smoke, man, but you can still keep it lit.
Everybody that smokes a tree can fucking have a lighter, huh?
Yeah. Everybody that smoke, get a lighter. I'm about to order my shirts. I got my business cards coming again, but I got shirts coming. I've been dropping, I just dropped an album a couple weeks ago. I just dropped a single that should be out probably in a couple days. Yeah, man, I've been working and shit. This is, you know, good times and shit, man.
Good, man, I'm glad.
Fucking, I got another lecture coming up next month. This is a little too big. UC Channel Islands and shit, doing another little lecture and shit.
Yeah, I won't go to your lecture. I don't want to get you all fired up for the crowd.
You actually should. Fuck. You actually be talking about cultural shit.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't going there.
Hey, we have good talks, man.
Yeah, we do.
You said your boy Wilder, though. That. Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. I knew the minute I said that. You know what? I got another friend of mine. He's full-blooded Portuguese. I got another friend of mine, right? The thing about him is... he will tell you the truth if it means he's going to prison for the rest of his fucking life. This motherfucker will not lie.
Yeah.
Just for nothing, right? So I call him, I get his fucking voicemail. I'm like, hey, why don't you answer your fucking phone, man? You lying piece of shit. You know, I give him crap, right? 2 minutes later, he's on the phone. The fuck you calling me a fucking liar for, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I know.
Yeah, you like to start shit.
I don't.
You're a troll. You're a troll, bro.
Hey, man.
You're a troll.
You went from a fucking simmer to a boil real fucking quick.
Tell me, did you not learn? Hey, thanks to you, a lot of people learn some things. You feel me? So that's what I dedicate my energy into teaching.
People.
Because when I learn, I would have just as easy been able to take a loss and be like, yeah, that motherfucker got his ass whooped. Because I told you he got beat up. I'm still told you he got beat up.
Man.
But he got beat up by a cheating motherfucker.
I know you already know this, so I'm just preaching to the choir, man. But you know that people only going to learn what they
want. And when we run it back, he's going to get knocked the fuck out.
They only learn what they want to learn, man.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to see the fucking other side.
But that mean teachers should stop teaching?
No.
So that's what I do, man.
It doesn't mean that teachers should stop teaching, but you know.
I'm not here to show everybody either. That's the reason
why as long as you reach one person, that's all that matters.
Yeah. But now I can reach more people because we had this convo.
With your message.
No, I know. That's why I do what I do.
I got you.
That's why I stopped posting shit on. I don't fuck with Facebook at all. You know? Cause the stuff that I'm on, not everybody's on, so it's fine. You know, and it should be like that because I had to go through a lot of fire to be fortified in order to see what I see. You know, the light burns. If you've been in darkness for a long time, if you're born in darkness, you know what I'm saying? To see light or a particular type of light is going to have a certain burn to it. So, you know, I put myself through that. I asked for that.
Hey, so I learned something last time.
What's that?
About that aftercare.
What's that there?
You know, when I first started putting it on and back here where you did all that lightning bolt and shit, how all that's faded.
Yeah.
It's because I put too much of that shit on. So the last time I was here, you said you want me to put on as minimal as possible. So on the Constellation.
Yeah.
I put on as minimal as possible. That shit's black as fuck.
Beautiful.
It's black as, I mean, and I look at the back and I'm like, man, I fucked that shit up. I thought I was doing the right thing by putting a lot of it on, but no, man, barely any.
Barely.
So.
It's real easy to put too much.
So I was thinking. I know that's a scary thought in your mind that I was thinking, but.
It's all good. What's up?
I don't know if you even had anything in mind, what you were going to start with or where you were going to go.
I don't yet. I know that I got to work around that Constellation and stuff, but my goal is to fill up some space I haven't filled up yet. Why?
Because I was ready for here and here.
You want to fuck with your forearms?
Yeah.
Oh, you crazy.
Why?
You want to bounce around, bro?
What?
You want to bounce around on it?
No, I don't bounce around, man. Shit. I didn't know it was bouncing around.
Well, fuck, man. That's a big gap from down
there
to there.
Whoa.
Right?
Easy.
From here to there, right?
Well, I got to do it here sooner or later. What are you going to do here?
We can do whatever you want. Just know that it takes a little bit of time to develop versus...
Well, it's just writing.
Yeah, but I got to draw it and perfect it.
Yeah, you do that shit in 5 minutes, man. Stop fucking acting like that shit's hard for you.
I could do it quick. It's not as hard.
We'll let you finish. Hey,
whatever you
go out there and burn down a tree. And then,
I'm going to finish setting up. I got
these goddamn... We'll take a look at everything and we'll talk about what you want.
Let's take a look now. Let me see. Let me see your shoulder. Let me take a look at your shoulder. Because the Hayward things.
I'm doing my hometown here. I was thinking about, because you can't do my last name on my back. Think about doing it here.
Why?
Because you said
thing goes around your back.
Because this one goes too far and this one goes too far.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I guess you could do it smaller, but.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, we don't want to do that.
That's on you.
No, we'll put something else that's more, that fits better.
See how dark it is?
Yeah.
Because I put as minimal as possible on there.
Yeah. I mean, I personally would like to go in and just fill up a big chunk of this, fill up this back here, you know, with the sky, like, because this is a lot of area that needs to be filled up, and it'll make a big difference in the look, just getting that contrast behind him with that sky.
Okay.
I'm down to do...
No,
the lettering and shit too, though. You know, it's just the.
I don't think you can do all this and the lettering. That's too much. I mean, you might be able to get started.
Yeah.
And just do the outline.
Yeah. Well, let's do it like that, man. Because I really want to. I want to
Like, we've been on this for a while, and a lot of it's been recalibrated and shit. So, you know, I want to make sure you're good, bro. Let's fill up some space. And then at the very least, we'll finish off with the outline to that other piece, man. All
right, I guess.
Yeah, man. I'm definitely going to have to roll a joint fucking with you, man. God damn.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
So, yeah, you been hitting the gym and shit, huh?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I don't hit the gym, man. Not at all.
You ain't been fucking with him?
No, not at all. Never. Never go to the gym.
I'm talking about more than you normally do.
I'm just naturally this big. No.
Oh, shit.
Fuck yeah. I hit the gym 6 days a week, man.
6 days.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Shit,
I seen you working on that gut.
I went, yeah, you see that?
Yeah.
Well, it's our wintertime. I got to freaking bulk up a little bit. That's how I got my leg worked out the other day.
Yeah.
You got a... Two sets of 10 with 405 on a hack squat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's money right there, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of weight for a little guy like me.
Yeah, that's money.
What the hell's in here?
A scorpion.
Huh?
Yeah, fuck it. Scorpion on a geode.
Damn. Oh, you know what? You got your double racquetball laying around there?
Racquetball. What's
that? Yeah, the double one.
What's that?
The racquetball, the hard rubber ball that's connected, the two balls together.
Oh, the no.
You took that shit home? I knew I should have.
That's my boy Joe's. That's his, so I was borrowing it from him.
Oh, because I bought one and I was going to bring it because I go, oh, well, fuck, while you're getting shit ready, I'll go fuck.
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, that fucking sofa. So, now, I haven't done this shit in a while because I haven't, you know, I got so much different things going on, but. You can go out there and get more pure MSM than that powder by making pine needle tea.
Pine needle tea. My wife used to drink that.
Yeah, that's like 500% vitamin C, and that's natural MSM sulfur. You know, you brew that shit with rosemary and licorice root.
Yeah.
Pine needles, bro. That's big time. And I totally forgot that had MSM.
Yeah, but I sent you the one that I bought.
Yeah, it
you
is.
You said it was good.
Yeah, it is. This, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the same one.
It's good shit.
Yeah.
Hey. With that pine needle tea. Yeah.
Man, how the fuck are you going to text me at 11:11 last night?
What's that? What's wrong with that?
Man, fucking counting sheep at fucking 9 o'clock at night. Knowing I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, shower, and get on the road because there was a snowstorm over the mountain.
Well, I mean, I wasn't expecting you to leave 30 minutes later. The fuck? That's what I was like, the fuck? What the fuck is he giving me shit for? I got to go to the fucking store and get this motherfucker. Oh, I got to go over to the... This motherfucker got a four-hour drive. This motherfucker got a four-hour drive. He's going to give me shit about 30 minutes. I just got home at that time, bro.
Well, that's on you, not me.
Motherfucker, fuck your $20 smoothie then.
Hey.
That's $150. That's a whole hour I'm taking off my taxes. I could make $150 for the little punk ass. I wouldn't even expect the money off the smoothie.
Don't even try and
I got lie. You the fucking
you
smoothie.
You was fucking happy I asked for another one. Shut
You're
up.
Fucking right. That's why I said, let me take my tired ass to the store, windy as fuck.
Windy
is a motherfucker, cold as fuck. Let me go to the motherfucking store, man, get this goddamn smoothie shit for my guy.
Well, at least you didn't leave your fucking keys on the counter this time.
Didn't leave my keys, made the smoothie, and you still complain.
It's good, too.
Yeah. So that was your first time fucking with it that last time when you took it?
Yeah, when I took it home with me, yeah, that was the first time.
Did your wife try it, anybody?
No, she don't do berries at all. Mm. No kind of berries. She don't like the flavor of any kind of berry. No, it's just me, man. But it was good, man. It was full of, like you said, you know, what was trippy about it was when I drank it, I felt I did something good for myself.
Yeah.
Because I know what was in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, I had that feeling of, yeah, man, I just fucking took something. You know, really good, and it's gonna fucking, you know, it's good for me. So
indeed,
yeah, it was good, man.
Yeah, man. And that's it's why like I clean, asked for another. Little clean energy, you know.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you, again, like I've been fucking with steaks more lately. Like it's just
kind of fucked up that you made that gut comment though.
What's that?
I'm a little upset if you made
what's that, man? You losing your Santa Claus and shit?
That's fucked up.
You already shaved a fucking deer, man. You look like you running for city council and shit out there. Fuck you up to, man. You on something.
Huh?
Them smoothies got shit. You zipping around and shit.
I'm actually on yeah, nothing, man. Really, to be honest with you. I even stopped taking fucking protein powder.
That way?
Everything. That way shit. I'm not taking anything. That way. I don't know now all I'm shit. Taking is the MSN sulfur once a day. And then some krill oil at night, 2 krill oil pills at night.
Nice.
That's it.
You look a lot.
That's it.
You look different, bro. I can't even lie. So. I mean, shit, you do, bro.
Man, you make it. How much you more mess you gonna make?
Huh?
How much more of a mess you gonna make?
Right. That's me. You know, it's a messy job. Yeah, that fucking that pine needle tea. Your wife used to make that, huh?
Yeah, her family. That's a native thing. Her being a native, you know, they're all Native Americans. Yeah. So they used to fucking make acorn soup.
Yeah,
from fucking acorns and pine needle tea and
that pine needle tea. You get
another one. My grandmother used to make
and the rosemary and the fucking licorice root. You put licorice root in that shit. I'm telling you, when it comes to clean fuck, I'm talking about fucking like I cannot explain.
The purest form,
bro. Like I'm talking about like you feel like Goku. Like you feel like fucking bro. Tell that motherfucker about that pine needle tea, bro. Gesso, like seriously, like when you drink that shit, all that mucus, any grogging, any mucus in your hole, you feel the mucus gone from your body, like any gas, any of that belly shit, gone. First off, and you now, just feel you, up. You feel up.
Did you
and,
make this or did
strong.
You buy it?
You can't buy that. I've never heard anybody buy pine needles.
Well, I'm just curious if you just wandered out into the fucking woods and picked up
a bunch
of pine needles.
I was in Tahoe fucking, a couple weeks ago.
I know you snowboarding. I saw
so,
you.
So yeah, so I went and took the fucking
pine needles. You know what's funny about that
trees.
Is you showed the fucking video of all you guys hanging out in the fucking house, but you didn't post nothing about fucking being on the board on the snow.
Because I couldn't, bro. I was surviving. I was surviving. I posted one or two outdoor, like outside when I sat on the hill when I got off the lift. But no, I was surviving. That shit was a little rough.
Man.
Plus, we didn't do the lessons. We went like on the big hill and shit first and shit. So it was, yeah. But that's a whole nother story. But nah, bro, this fucking this shit is this pine needle tea, man. Like again, rosemary and licorice root. Fuck, bro. I took this shit. I stopped drinking those teas. I used to drink these caffeine teas. I don't drink them caffeine teas no more. I haven't even drank the pine needle teas in like a week or two. But it's still just, again, 500% vitamin C, pure natural MSM sulfur, and a lot of other things, bro. It's crazy. Yeah, big time. So... yeah, man, let me set up a couple things, last minute things, and then we're good to go, man. We'll get
shit,
you.
Man, I thought I was going to fucking have to sleep here tonight.
Yeah, man. Let me calm back down, man. You fucking, you got the podcast goddamn started. I need to start the motherfucking podcast up before I get out the car. Car's still running. I'm like, Eagle Street Shop Talk Podcast, hey. Troy Crawford. Let me start this shit because I know this motherfucker about to start.
He could come off with some fucking crazy shit, fire me up. It's fucking hilarious. Man, you went from fucking 0 to 100 real fucking quick.
We'll find out how fast I went, man.
When I hear the
playback, motherfucker, we'll see. But you thought you had some shit to say, though. That's the funny part. It's funny, though, motherfucker. You thought you had something to say, though.
Oh, here we go. Stop it.
You wasn't expecting that motherfucker to be cheating. That motherfucker sure was, baby. Hey, that motherfucker was cheating. Yep. Bring that belt back. Buddy.
Yeah, that'll do it for this episode, you know what I mean? I'm gonna fuck around and get this tattoo started, man. Put the rest of my energy and focus into that. But yeah, for those who might not be privy to that, man, go check that back, man. You know, I'm one of the first people pointing this shit out, man. You know what I'm saying? There's a few people online too pointing this out, you know, that this man have been tampering the glove. So we might have been talking about tattoos, we might have been talking about a whole bunch of other shit, but at this point, this was the trajectory of the conversation. So, you know, that's where we at. But that's gonna do it for today's episode, man.